When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design, thoughtful construction, and little details that make life in your space easier. And now they're bringing that comfort and style outside with their outdoor collection. Burrow's outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry stain-resistant foam cushions. As always, you get free shipping on every order. Get 15% off at burrow.com/acast. burrow.com/acast.
Welcome to the Make Your Damn Bed podcast, a low-key, real-talk motivation podcast to play while you make your bed every morning to incorporate healthy routine into your day-to-day. Build momentum and better your life.
Good morning, sunshine. Welcome to another day of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. The incomparable and brilliant Gabor Mate says, "How do people become people pleasers? When they learn that unless they please others, they will not be accepted. And being accepted, that attention is actually essential. So people pleasers repress their own needs for the sake of meeting the needs of others. Not being able to say no, not being able to set boundaries, is guaranteed to make you sick." One of the previous books I wrote, When the Body Says No, says, "When you don't know how to say it, your body will say it, in form of some sort of illness. Once they get it, that their bodies are not severable from their emotions, the more they liberate their emotions, the less their body has to say it on their behalf, and the healthier they get." And I love this quote so much because it, one, talks about the fact that being a people pleaser is a natural part of our brain chemistry, and two, there is a difference between being a people pleaser and somebody who just likes to please people. So don't be so hard on yourself if you do find yourself falling into these people-pleasing tendencies. Using reflection questions and the pause method I referenced yesterday can be really helpful when it comes to building that sense of consciousness around our natural tendencies, which honestly ends up saving us so much stress, so much time, and so much effort. Think about it. If you really want blank from someone, so instead of asking them for blank, you give them blank, hoping they'll see that blank means that you want blank. So instead of doing blank, you gave someone else blank and hope that they'd give you blank back. I'm sorry, it's just too damn confusing. Just say, "I want the blank. Can I has the blank? And if you give me the blank, I can do things for you. What is your blank?" And then that works, usually. You don't have to talk like a baby if you don't want to, unless that's your vibe. And I don't want to shame you. And I don't want you to shame me either, because I just did it. And I'm not cutting it out. Not this time. I do it a lot, and I cut it out a lot. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm talking to myself, and I just get a little wild with it. Anyway, here are some signs of a people pleaser. These are adapted from verywellmind.com, that same article I linked yesterday, which I'm linking again today in the show notes below if you want to check it out. Do you have a difficult time saying no? Do you feel guilty when you do say no? Are you preoccupied with the opinions of others? Do you have a fear of disappointing others with your own needs? Are you uncomfortable setting boundaries? How do you feel expressing what you want? Do you agree to shit you don't want to do? Do you find yourself constantly agreeing to things you don't enjoy? Do you struggle with low self-esteem? Do you confuse normal conversations with conflict? Do you feel that doing things for other people may gain their approval or acceptance? Are you a chronic apologizer? How about taking blame when it's not your fault? Do you lack free time because you commit most of your free time to everyone else? Do you neglect your own needs in order to do things for other people? Do you pretend to agree most of the time, even when you don't, simply because it seems quote-unquote easier? A lot of the times, my go-with-the-flow, accommodating friends who are super agreeable don't always do it because they're really chill. Sometimes it's because they're terrified of the idea of asserting themselves. I feel like most of us people-pleasers are created in childhood, a lot of us through traumatic childhoods where we were not supposed to be anything but useful and helpful. And I find that if I'm not actively being a caretaker and bending over backwards for certain members of my family, I have literally been called defiant and lazy. And these are the ones I'm comfortable sharing on a podcast where I'm already comfortable cussing. I find that people who aren't people pleasers, too, are more likely to be labeled high maintenance or fussy or picky. Simply because a bitch knows what she wants, okay? And I think that's really frustrating. People pleasers also do tend to be really empathetic and caring and thoughtful people. So caring for people and quote-unquote pleasing them typically comes fairly naturally. Tuning into other people's feelings and needs becomes almost second nature over time, so people pleasers often have a tendency to overachieve and control situations or struggle with their self-image. I know I really do still struggle with the idea of earning my value in the sense that I want to feel useful and productive and proactive. And by ensuring other people are happy, I can almost control the energy of an environment. And I feel like I'm doing important work. I'm making people happy. That feels good to me. Delineating between helping people for altruistic reasons and helping people as a way to avoid potential conflict or uncomfortable energy has really helped to take the value off of me being productive or controlling the vibe of a room. Plus, at a certain point, you realize you really can't control the vibe if someone else is going in hotter than you are, so I just don't bother. I'll happily steer the ship if things need to be steered a certain way, and I feel like that's my place to do so. Otherwise, I don't avoid uncomfortable energy anymore. I sit in it, and I observe, and I try to take things as neutrally as possible. Because in my experience, it is the only way to retain both my dignity and my relationships. Because if there's one thing I'm good at, it's burning bridges. No, I'm just kidding. I love y'all. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, and I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed. Bye, cutie.
Thank you so much for listening to another episode of the Make Your Damn Bed podcast. Don't forget to subscribe so you never miss a day. You can also follow us on Instagram for quotes and content directly from each episode at MYDB Podcast, or subscribe to the newsletter on www.makeyourdamnbedpodcast.com. If you can rate and review us on Apple Podcasts or just share this with someone you think might get a kick out of it, it can and has made all the difference. So thank you. I've been your host, Julie Merica, and I hope you have a wonderful day. I'll talk to you tomorrow while you make your damn bed.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.